I still cannot breathe. Okay, maybe not. Maybe this will work. Jesus. Okay, then maybe with a frying pan. Pow! Must be a combination. No, okay. Okay, two frying pans. Frying pan in the bollocks. Bollocks start. Frying pan. Woo! Oh, he's dead. Other doctors going, how's it coming along, Dr. Heimlich? Well, not very well at the moment. It's not really a maneuver at the moment. It's more of a gesture. As the National Rifle Association says, it's not guns that kill people, it's maneuvers. But, I'm a film nut as well. But complete nut on films. I used to break into film studios. There's a studio called Pinewood Studios near London. And I broke in there when I was 15, and I crept around, creeping, and hoping that some guy with a big cigar might go, hey, a creeping kid, for my film, The Creeping Kid. You're in. But no, it didn't happen. They were filming tall, angular, veterinarian film. And I didn't have my bag. And my hand up a horse's. Anyway, so, But we've got known in Britain for making the smaller films. Smaller, you know, recently we've been pulling out of that into the more Trainspotting area. But the smaller films, the kind of, you know, room with a view with a staircase and a pond type movie. Films are very fine acting, but the drama is rather sort of subsumed, or a word like that. sub-something, or other. You know, just sort of folded in, and everything's people opening doors. What? Well, what is it, Sebastian? I'm arranging matches. Well, I thought you... I'd better go. Yes, I think you'd better have. Ooh. And you can't eat popcorn to that. You're going... Whereas if the film did any little bit of business in America, if the film did, you know, some decent bit of business, then Hollywood would take it, and they'd remake it, and they'd up the budget by 50 million, and it would be called The Room with a View of Hell. Staircase of Satan. Pond of Death. And have people open the door going, you're fucking in here all the time, all the time. You're in here, the fucking matches, in here, the fucking matches. You're fucking doing and fucking. You don't talk to me that way. You don't talk to me that way. You fuck my wife. 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 I am your wife. That doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. I say again, you fuck my wife. All right, yes, I fuck your wife. I am your wife and I fucked her. Die, you cunt. Fucking matches, I can't get on. I'm gonna drive around town and put babies on spikes. Oh no, space monkeys are attacking. A whole new part of the film that wasn't in the original. Damn, it's jammed. Janine, I love you really, even though you fucked my wife. Fucking handbag with a brick in it. It's the Queen. Don't know who that is. Yeah, we play bad guys in Hollywood movies because of the Revolutionary War. Yes, no two ways about it. And the French, who are on your side in the Revolutionary War, they play more esoteric characters. They play characters who turn up and go, "My name is Pierre. I have come from Paris. I have come to have sex with your family." "Help yourself. Because of the debt of honor to General Lafayette." You know you're in history, yeah? You don't know who he is, do you? What, was the Spanish-American War, the French-Banana War, what? Revolutionary War, hung out with Washington, Lafayette, street named after him in New York. Forget it. But we play bad guys. Like, take The Empire Strikes Back from the Star Wars trilogy. And the Death Star. The Death Star just full of British actors opening doors and going, "Oh, I'm... Oh. What is it, Lieutenant Sebastian?" "It's just the rebels, sir. They're here." "My God, man. Do they want tea?" "No, I think they're after something more than that, sir. I don't know what it is, but they brought a flag." "Damn, that's dash cunning of them. Ah, Lord Vader."
"Oh, hello."
Because he was only impressive because he had that James Earl Jones voice.
I am Vader. The Force is strong with you." If he had a much more, "Hello." "Look, I'm Lord Vader, and just pay a bloody attention, all right? Luke, the Force is strong with you."
"Is it?"
"Yeah."
"Well, who told you that?"
Some bloke." "Yeah, he said the Force is really rather strong with you."
"Well, how strong?"
As strong as a small pony."
"Oh, that's quite strong, that is." "Film would never fucking work, would it?" "And Engelbert Humperdinck, yes, he was a man." That's not his real name. He's from Britain, but that's not his name. There's very few Humperdincks in Britain. He was born Jerry Dorsey, and not Engelbert Humperdinck. His parents were not Mr. and Mrs. Humperdinck. They never said, "What should we call our son so he does not get the shit kicked out of him at school?" "We shall call him Engelbert." "Good, that'll work." No, his name was Jerry Dorsey, and he released songs as Jerry Dorsey, songs such as which didn't work because no one could hear what he was saying. And then his managers obviously said, "We're going to change your name, Jerry. It's the name that's the problem." And his name changed from Jerry Dorsey to Engelbert Humperdinck. I mean, I just wanted to be in the room when they were working that one through. Zingelbert Bembledack. Yingibert Danglban. Zanglebert Bingledack. Winglebert Humptyback. Slut Bunwala. What? All right, Kringlebert Fisty Buns. Stevie Buns Buttrundens. No, Jerry Dorsey. I like Jerry Dorsey. No, we can't. What have we got? Zinglebert Bembledack, Tringlebert Wangledack, Slut Bumwalla, Clingy Bun Fistle Bars, Dindlebert Zendledack, Jerry Dorsey, Engelbert Humptyback, Zinglebert Bengledack, Engelbert Humperdinck, Vinglebert Wingledank. No, no, go back one. Engelbert Humperdinck. That's it. And it worked. But he's dead now. Did you hear that? Yeah, today on CNN. I heard it just as coming out. Very weird, because Frank Sinatra was just recently as well, wasn't it? Yeah. No, this is what I heard on the telly when I was coming out. It's not true. No, it is true. Yeah, he was in LA. Something happened. He was in LA, and that's all I caught on the tape. It was just before I came out. So, yeah.